Bez Hashem, continue with Shmiras HaLoshen in Shir number 17. This is the last Shir of the Hakdamah, the introduction, where the Chavetz Chaim wraps things up, and he tells us the Da, the Chomashik Asavn B'Sefer Zeh, meaning Goydel HaZehirus, Me'ovon Loshen Hora. Everything we have discussed, and we will discuss, rather, in the Sefer, about the importance of being careful with Shmiras HaLoshen. Haynu Lemi Shehu Adayin V'Chlal Amisecha. All of the halachas apply to someone who's what's called b'chlal amisecha. What does it mean b'chlal amisecha? It says he's amisecha means he's in your nation. And I want to say this piece here, and it's very important. I know it's a short shir, but not to stop in the middle, because a very, very important point I want to share with you. The Chavetz Chaim here is telling us that the halachas of Shmiras HaLoshen apply only to the person who is what's called b'chlal amisecha. He is a shomer Torah mitzvahs. That's what it means b'chlal amisecha. Okay? However, he says those people, oisin ha'anoshim, ha'koyfer mitayis Hashem, they deny, rachman letzlan, they deny the Torah of Hashem, afilu rak bo'is achas, even with one letter. Ready for this now? And these people, and also the koifrim who are malig, they mock the words of Chazal. Mitzvah lefarsim daitem akizeves leinei kol ha'am leinei hakol ulaganoisim. It's a mitzvah to publicize their incorrect ways, their false approaches, and to belittle them for their evil approach of attacking Akosh Baruch Hu and Chazal. Why is this? He's telling us, wage war. You know, the Malbim, he met the Chavetz Chaim, and the Malbim was older than the Chavetz Chaim, and the Chavetz Chaim was a younger man. And the Malbim told the Chavetz Chaim that on his tombstone, I have to ask my friend Rav David Gross if it actually says it there, but on his Matseva, he wants it to say, or it should say, you're brought into this world against your will. You're taken out against your will. It's not up to you. And the reason why he says the Chavetz Chaim, because the Reform people, they chased him and made his life mamish bitter. They spoke to the government against him and they put him in jail. And mamish, what was the Malbim? The Malbim was fighting this war against the Reform people, the Reform movement. Now, we can discuss this later on. He says here in the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, what is the Chavetz Chaim telling us over here? The Chavetz Chaim is telling us that those who are attacking Tiras Hashem, it's a mitzvah to attack them. Now, I want to say this with hesitation, because there are many times, we just had the parasha, this is Balak now, right? So what's next?
Pinchas,
right? So it's very appropriate. It's Erev Shabbos Bullock. I just want to point out. There's a Yetzirah that it's right there. He's sitting right next to you. You know that. The Yetzirah is sitting right next to us because he comes to learn. Because he has to know, what did you just learn? What did you just learn? You learned Torah? Let me attack you with that Torah you learned. So when it comes to mitzvah to mefarsim, oivrei aveira, mitzvah to publicize those who do aveiras, the Yetzirah says, I'm going to get the person to attack, and even though he doesn't do the proper research to make sure that this person is not somebody you should attack, there are many scenarios that people are tinoik shenishba. They don't know better, and they were incorrectly brought up in a certain approach. And if they would be educated properly, they would leave that way of life. But many times, if they're attacked with fire and brimstone, they're going to stick to their position. I just want to give an example. There was a certain educator who went to a high school, and he asked them, who's the strongest boy in 12th grade? So, I'm going to arm wrestle him. Now, this educator, this Rebbe, short fellow, he didn't look like he's not pumping iron every day, let me tell you. He got a little stomach here and there. And they're all the whole high school, they're laughing. He's gonna slam his arm down. The Rebbe takes his arm. This guy's a big 6'3", you know, strong 18-year-old boy, invincible in his mind. He grabs the Rebbe's hand, and the Rebbe makes his hand lame. And he's playing games with this 18-year-old kid, and it's like you know, flopping back and forth. And then the kid does the same thing, and they're going up and down and back and forth. As soon as the Rebbe tightens his hand, the 18-year-old tightens his hand also. He loosens up, the 18-year-old loosens up. End of the Maisa. What's the message the Rebbe is teaching us? Very important message. We are here to educate. We are here to teach the correct way. If we come attacking in a very strong approach, the opposition fights back as well. But if we come with a soft approach, we can be many times be much more successful.